Hey everybody, Stephen here from The Truth About Dyslexia. In today's episode, I want to talk about a topic, and it's the topic of you are not broken. I've had a couple of people recently reach out to me who have done some of our coaching courses, and it's the one thing that comes up nearly every time in different ways, is at the end they're like, wow, actually there is nothing wrong with me. I can see why I've struggled. And I can start to see a way out. And I want to talk a little bit deeper about this. So let's dive in. Okay, let's dive into this episode. Now, just before I start, I just wanted to share that I did have the great plan of talking about Daniel's question from the UK. He sent one in around getting through competency-based interviews. Now, as I sat down to record this episode, which is late today because, you know, life sometimes just wanders up and jumps in front and says, do this next, and then you completely forget to record your podcast, and then you remember later in the day. So that is kind of what happened, pretty literally, to be honest. And as I was looking to record that question, I thought, hey, actually, I've got a friend in the UK who's a dyslexia advocate, who is an absolute beast, and I've sent him a message, and I'm hoping that he'll respond to the question, and we'll kind of tag team the answer on the podcast. I might pop it up as a bonus podcast, or pop it up on Tuesday next week, but it's I want to give a really good answer to it. Some of my challenges are I haven't been in an actual job for 10 years, so I'm really terrible at competency-based interviewing techniques because, you know, these days I'm the one interviewing and my techniques are very dyslexic to work out who's good, which is pretty awesome. So I would just say get a dyslexic boss, but I kind of want to be a bit more useful to you in that respect. So today I really wanted to talk about a topic that it comes up every day, comes up, I'm sure, around the world 100,000 times a day, is this feeling of feeling broken when you're dyslexic, or feeling not good enough, and here's the word, this is the dirty word I hate, is feeling, being told you have a disability. You know, that is the, it's yuck. I don't know what images come to your mind when you hear disabled, but dyslexia doesn't for me. And when someone goes, oh, you have a disability, I'm like, no, I don't. I have a difference, or I have an ability that's different to the norm. You know, the structures of life haven't been set up for me. It doesn't mean I'm disabled. You know, I can do things that my counterparts can only dream of. Does that make me think of them as disabled? Because they don't have the abilities I do to think outside the box, to pull together systems. To be an entrepreneur is a huge thing that I've gleaned from my dyslexia. You know, without it, who knows where I would be, but I probably not where I am. And I think this is the challenge of this horrible word, disabled, is that for people to actually get considered for support in a lot of places, you know, you have to go through a disabilities commission or a disabilities something to get special use. When realistically, all you're saying is I can do exactly what you want. I just need things done in a slightly different way that works to my mind in the way I think. Does that make sense? I feel like I'm talking to the front of a room, looking for everyone to put their hand up when I say that. But what I want to say is that you're not broken. If you've got dyslexia or you've got someone around you, you're not broken. But there are different ways that you have to be interfaced with. You know, we're never going to be the guys or the people that can read massive amounts of questions in interviews or anything. We're never going to be those people. We're never going to be the people that can sit in boring, repetitive jobs for 100 years unless we are really beating ourselves up, because deep down we know it's not right for us. You know, some of us self-sabotage those jobs and fail at them, not because we couldn't probably do them, but for the love of God, we don't want to do them. So, you know, there's a part of us going, I'm just going to get this out of the way and lose this job pretty darn quickly because I don't want it. Even if we don't realize that, you know, when we're doing it. You know, I've seen some amazing humans sitting in jobs that they shouldn't be because they feel like they are broken, they're not good enough, someone who had their own issues beat up on them or put them down. And I think it's really, really important to acknowledge if you've ever been like this or you felt that way, you know, because it's tough, you know, and sometimes the even tougher thing for many, and I know many of the podcast listeners didn't even find out they were dyslexic till later in life. You know, there are times where this may have happened to you in a different way that didn't have the label of dyslexia. And you don't have to be labeled dyslexic for this. Maybe someone called you slow or, you know, crazy. Crazy is another one, you know. You're so crazy. You know, it's funny once. It's not funny if you're told that 150 times, you know, a year that you're crazy. What do you start to believe, right? You know, we create our own stories based on the feedback we get from others. You know, we might like to think that, hey, we're all, internal resilient beasts as humans, but realistically, we're not. We literally take feedback from the outer world and we compare ourselves to those around us. You know, as you get older and you make more friends like yourself, comparisons are a little bit easier because you compare yourself to people just like you. Yeah, it makes more sense, right? But if you start to compare yourself to people who aren't like you, it's going to be painful. And it's, you know, it just really frustrates me that when people think they are broken, because it's not true. You know, listen to this podcast. I am not broken. I am not broken. Now, does that not mean that I had to do some reading and writing today? It feels like school, doesn't it? In my business. And sometimes I have to do this. I actually had to read a script for a video and had to make some edits. And my gosh, could I ignore it? Could I look at it and go, this is probably going to take me 15 minutes, but I'm going to spend an hour procrastinating on this 15-minute job. I'm going to walk around the office. I'll go say hi to Holly. Oh, look, a package arrived. I've got a couple of pieces of artwork for the wall. I should definitely unpack those and put them on the wall, right? I should, look, there's the dog, I'll pat the dog. I should go and do this, I should go and do that. You know, an hour later, I've only got half an hour left to get it finished. I finally jump into it and it takes me about 10 minutes. But isn't that like the truth, right? Our brains operate differently. And I've worked out that I only have to do that type of work very limited amount of time. You know, if I'm lucky, I do it a few times a week. So you've got to work out, how does your brain operate? The world is not going to give you the manual. You know, Vanessa from Remarkable Minds, Truth About Dyslexia, she says it really, really well, is that, you know, it was like we were just not given the manual on how to operate our brains when we were young. You know, the way I used to say it as well was, it's like when you go through school, they're teaching you how to drive an automatic car, but we were given a six-stick manual, you know. I like to think of it as a Ferrari. It's a really powerful car, but if you're only driving it in second gear, doesn't matter how good a car you've got, you're never going to get it up to full speed. Does that make sense? So don't blame yourself. Don't think you're disabled at horrible, you know, I don't like that word used in the context of neurodiversity. You know, you are who you are. It is just a fact. You can choose to lay down and think, hey, there's no hope. Or if you're listening to this podcast, you can pick yourself up and say, I'm going to do something about it. I'm going to own my future. I'm going to own my choices. You know, I'm going to learn how to operate this mind of mine and how to create a life around me that works for who I am. That's what I wanted to share today, guys. If you needed to hear that, maybe someone else did, feel free to share this podcast. I appreciate you people who do. It is really awesome. And I'll try and pop up a bonus episode of Darren's podcast around job interviews. Hopefully he gets that back to me in the next day or two, and I can get that up as soon as possible. For you, Daniel, thank you for all the listeners. You're going to be seeing some really cool changes coming up for the Truth About Dyslexia as we continue to learn, grow, and improve. We've got some really cool stuff coming up around dyslexia and ADHD, so yeah, stay tuned.